Welcome to the weekly podcast of Epworth United Methodist Church in Berkeley, California. Un Ju Myung, pastoral assistant at Epworth United Methodist Church, spoke on July 27, 2008. Her sermon was titled, "The Kingdom of Heaven is Like..." If we look around us and within us, we can recognize the presence of God's kingdom. The lectionary reading is Matthew chapter 13, verses 31 through 33 and 44 through 48.
Because of our kingdom of God, or God's kingdom, we don't know, or the kingdom of heaven, what is the meaning. According to Matthew's gospel, when Jesus returned to Galilee from the wilderness, he began to his ministry proclaiming that, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." What on earth is the kingdom of heaven? Jesus keeps saying about the kingdom of heaven throughout Matthew's gospel. So in our text, Jesus teaches by parables. Five of them are about kingdoms, God's kingdom, kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, like yeast, like a treasure buried in a field, like a merchant in search of fine pearls, like net filled with fish, both good to eat, and as it says in Greek, rotten fish. So each of these parables has a surprise, something unexpected, but also ambiguity. Let us see each parable one by one. The first of the text says, the kingdom of heaven is like mustard seed. And my response, a mustard seed? Why so small? Why not a bulb or something bigger? Come on, you can do better than that. Yes, a mustard seed is the smallest of all sown seeds, but grows into the greatest of shrubs, even a tree that birds can nest in its branches. Even the small seed, it needs to be sowed into ground. Otherwise, it comes out nothing later. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that someone took and sowed in his field. The seed may be good seed or not. Someone must take his labor if he wants to get to have rest listening to many birds singing at the tree. The laborer cannot make it grow, but can do so it. It does take much yeast. Take much yeast to leaven the loaf of bread. So the kingdom of heaven is like yeast. And my response? Yeast? Bacteria? So now we are supposed to be germs? Maybe. Yeast has prevalent properties, and to leaven is a rotten process. Therefore, ancient Israel people thought that the pure offering to the God can be spoiled by leaven in the Hebrew Bible. So in the Mark's gospel, there is a warning to Jews not to follow Pharisees' teaching comparing to the character of leaven, the power of fermentation. Ironically, because of the character, Jesus seems to use yeast to tell what kingdom of heaven like is. However, the power of fermentation and magnification of mixed flour happen only when the baker took yeast and mixed in it. The quantity of flour that was leavened is 3 measures, being 10 gallons to date, to make enough bread to feed 100 or 150 people. The baker, the woman, needed small amount of yeast to leaven the flour, leaven the dough. She had to mix them together. She takes labor to make dough, to bake it, to feed people in her community. After mixed flour, only what she can do is waiting until the dough rises properly to be baked. The next two parables are pretty exciting. There is buried treasure and pearl of great value. So, the Bible says, the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. So, now we have to go treasure hunting. So, are we too old or for this kind of play, Indiana Jones? Okay, we all like hear stories of unexpected good fortune, like finding buried treasure. From Aladdin to Treasure Island, we like treasure maps and magic lamps and buried gold. The point of these parables seems that the unexpected nature of God. God's time, I'm quoting Steve Davidson's word last week, God's time comes to us when we least expect God and in wondrous ways. While we work in the field, following our routine, like a plowman, in the parable, or while we work focusing on specific project in our lives. The point of these parables is not only unexpected God's time, but also joy of discover priceless treasure. Both the plowman and the merchant work hard, whether it happens in his ordinary life or in his special project. Both found treasure, and there is joy. The final parable reminds us last Sunday. Then it was the field of wheat mixed with the weeds. Today, there is the fishing net, full of both good and bad fish, keeping together until the boat reaches the shore. The surprise is that the separation does not occur until God's time to come. By the way, if we get whether good or bad, mean rotten fish, someone must throw a net into the sea and catch fish. To catch fish, we need to take labor. Throwing the net. So now we read the 5 parables for today. According to the lectionary, there are Jesus very short. Jesus very short Q&A time with his disciples and one more parable. Jesus questioned, and it's very simple. Have you understood all this? When I read here, I was very confused and thought, understood? Well, I guess. Then continued reading the text, and there is his disciples' very simple answer with yes. So I decided not to go on this part for today. Therefore, I would like to forward our story here today, but the kingdom of God is like. Jesus taught in parables that are not always too easy to understand, but maybe, if we look around us and within us, we can recognize the presence of the kingdom. The kingdom of God is among you, Jesus says in Luke 17. The kingdom is at work, just as east is active in the door, and as east and the treasure are invisible and known by its effects. So the kingdom is hidden, concealed, buried deep in ordinary circumstances, yet known by its effects for our life, for the community. We must exercise patience and discernment wherever God places us. Then we will see that what seems like the dead lump is in fact bubbling with driving divine life among us and meant to be uncovered, to become visible, to offer sustenance and grace for the life of the world, like trees, like pearls, like bread. So I carefully assuming the kingdom of heaven is like laboring and searching, led by God's grace and love. So may each of us go forth this week and encounter places and people and circumstances and look there for the kingdom of heaven. Not as distant, but near at hand. Not as obvious, but hidden. Maybe we can start from now on, like after fellowship, like after worship, during the fellowship, and then during this conversation of circle, or for the education, we can start. Not as static, but alive and becoming manifest. So making room for all of us. And then we are going to take a moment at the end of this week and thinking, how do I understand the kingdom of heaven is like? Amen.